Scott Reaver, speaking at the Universalist Unitarian Church, November 17, 2006.
Good evening. Thank you all for coming tonight. My name is Serena Chaudhry, and I'm the Executive Director of the Peace and Justice Center. On behalf of the staff and the board of the Peace and Justice Center, we're really grateful that such a big crowd turned out tonight. The Peace and Justice Center is a statewide membership organization that uses education, advocacy, and activism to focus on the interconnected issues of economic and racial justice and peace and human rights. The money that we are raising at tonight's event is going to be used to increase the staff hours on our Peace and Human Rights Project so that we can bring you more programs such as these. In 2003, when the potential for war in Iraq was looming heavily, Scott Ritter was clear and vocal about what we were facing in Iraq. Millions of people took to the streets and acted. The Peace and Justice Center acted. Despite the fact that the masses took to the streets, we the people were not able to stop the war. We must stop the next war before it starts. I've worked in post-conflict settings. I've counseled survivors of torture and war trauma. The consequences of war are not pretty. To create change, we must be willing to look at the root causes of war. The extreme inequity that exists in our world, the pervasive poverty, limited access to clean water, shelter, and health care, and employment, juxtaposed with extraordinary pockets of wealth, which are unabashedly used to aggravate systemic violence. We as a global community do not have the capacity to endure a war with Iran, but we do have the capacity to eliminate disparities of health and wealth. We can stop a new war and end the war in Iraq to free up the resources necessary to alleviate poverty. Scott Ritter is here to help us think through this. Before I introduce Scott tonight, I want to read something, a statement issued on behalf of Senator Leahy's office. It reads, "My duties have kept me in Washington this week, and I'm sorry that I'm unable to join you tonight. When the full history of the war is written, special note will be made to those of us who had the courage to risk scathing criticism and, in Scott Ritter's case, his professional reputation, by challenging the faulty intelligence, distortions, and deceptions that propelled us into a preemptive, unnecessary, and costly war in Iraq. At a time when the UN weapons inspectors were being ridiculed by the White House and by a rubber-stamped Congress, many urged patience and caution. So did Scott Ritter. And the White House unleashed the full force of its public relations attack machine to try and silence him. Since then, the president's misguided policy in Iraq has unleashed a ferocious sectarian war that threatens the future of Iraq as a nation, while Iran's nuclear program continues forward, unabated. The tragic toll that the administration's policies of squander have cost in lives, broken bodies, tax dollars, and U.S. credibility and influence in the world long ago reached epic proportions. Fortunately, on November 7th, the American people voted for a new direction. Let us hope that in the future, whistleblowers like Scott Ritter will be listened to before it's too late." Again, that's on behalf of Senator Leahy. So tonight, I have the pleasure of introducing Scott Ritter. As an officer in the United States military between 1985 and 1995, Ritter served as an intelligence officer for the Fleet Marine Force. Between 1991 and 1998, Scott Ritter served as Chief Weapons Inspector, United Nations Special Commission Ballistic Missiles Weapons of Mass Destruction Expert for the United Nations, planning and participating in 35 inspections. Ritter now works as a private consultant, speaker, and writer, providing consultation services concerning security and international affairs to corporate, government, and community clients. Conducting public speaking in the United States and around the world pertaining to international security and disarmament matters. In his copious free time, Ritter works as a lieutenant in the Del Mar Fire Department and a firefighter for the Albany Pine Bush Preserve and hazmat technician in the Del Mar Fire Department. I'm pleased tonight to introduce to you Scott Ritter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, thanks, Chowder, for the fantastic words of introduction. Sometimes you aspire to live up to the glow of one's resume, if only it were so easy. But it's